With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Gunman opening fire in a Michigan church Sunday, killing at least four people, wounding several more.
Police say a 40-year-old man rammed a pickup truck into the front door of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Grand Blanc Township before starting the shooting. He is also believed to have deliberately set fire to the church building. Police shot the suspect. Authorities are still investigating the motive and have identified that suspect as Thomas Jacob Sanford from neighboring Burton.
That is correspondent Ken Lorman reporting. In a North Carolina man accused of opening fire from a boat into a crowd at a waterfront bar, killing three, wounding five others. The alleged assailant reportedly piloted a small vessel very close to shore, then opened up and sped away. Police say the shooting was highly premeditated. In New York, Mayor Eric Adams says he is pulling out of the race and ending his reelection campaign.
Despite all we've achieved, I cannot continue my reelection campaign. The constant media speculation about my future and the campaign finance board's decision to withhold millions of dollars have undermined my ability to raise the funds needed for a serious campaign.
Albertsons recalling several deli products due to potential listeria contamination. Recall follows federal warnings about similar contamination concerns with pasta meals sold at Walmart, also at Trader Joe's. And some 58 million pounds of corn dogs and other sausage on a stick products being recalled because wood pieces may be embedded in the batter. Agriculture Department says it's covering certain state fair corn dogs on a stick. This is SRN News. Doctors urging the Supreme Court to protect women's sports.
The American College of Pediatrics has filed a brief in an upcoming case that involves state laws banning boys from playing against girls in sports. In the brief, the ACP says when female sports are invaded by males, quote, girls predictably lose roster spots and scholarships, face unequal competition, and in some sports bear higher injury risk. These are real medical and developmental harms to minors. The High Court will hear arguments this fall. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In the wake of Charlie Kirk's assassination, some of his supporters expressing hope the tragedy will galvanize many people, especially young conservatives, to become more engaged in church. There have also been widespread reports of attendance surging at some evangelical houses of worship. Pastor Robert Jeffress, First Baptist Church in Dallas, says the short-term impact of his murder is absolutely astounding. This is SRN News. Heated rhetoric and rising tensions, and with that, the State Department says it is revoking the visa of Colombia's president. It reportedly began when words were exchanged outside the United Nations last week.
There was a protest in New York City on Friday as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu delivered his address to the United Nations General Assembly. And Colombian President Gustavo Petro was there telling protesters the history of humanity has shown us over the millennia that when diplomacy ends, we must move to another phase of the fight. But he also told protesters, I ask all the soldiers of the United States Army, don't point your rifles against humanity and disobey the orders of Trump. The U.S. State Department says it's revoking Petro's visa because he called on U.S. soldiers to disobey President Donald Trump's orders. I'm Donna Warder.
And more details at srnnews.com.